Stelling poll, make the unvaccinated pay. Demands failed ex-PM sister-in-law. By James Stelling poll on January 9, 2022. Emily Sheffield has joined the campaign to vilify, marginalize and punish the unvaccinated. It's time for London's unvaccinated to pay with their freedoms, not ours, she says in a hard-hitting editorial for The Standard. A London free sheet widely used in cat litter trays across the metropolis. Emily who? Besides being the editor of Tramp's bedding material The Standard, and the daughter of a baronet, wind turbine host Sir Reginald Sheffield, Emily holds the distinction of being the sister-in-law of failed ex-Prime Minister David Cameron. Emily's sister Samantha, aka Sam Cam, is married to Call Me Dave Cameron, the Conservative Prime Minister who failed to derail Brexit and then resigned in a huff shortly afterwards. In her article, Sheffield says that the time has come to punish the unvaccinated by restricting their freedoms. The time for gentle coaxing is over. The unvaccinated of this city need to pay with their freedoms, not ours. They must no longer be pandered to. This is not about the tiny percentage of people who are unable to have the vaccine for medical reasons. Perhaps channeling her inner Tony Blair, who recently sneered that people who won't take the vaccine are idiots, Sheffield goes on. A mix of willful ignorance, obstinacy and selfish stupidity is causing real harm, adding to economic woes and risking death to others. Sheffield is not the first semi-celebrity hack to call for the unvaccinated to be treated like lepers. But like her predecessors, who include Andrew Neil and Apprentice sidekick Lady Karen Brady, she has proved quite unable to marshal persuasive arguments to support her case. Her main one seems to be other countries are bullying the unvaccinated, so why shouldn't we? In New York, you cannot sit in a cafe without proof of vaccination. In Italy, they are making it law to be vaccinated if you are over 50. Germany has also undergone a volte-face. France saw huge vaccine take-up once President Macron made access to offices, restaurants and ski lifts conditional on proof of vaccination. And he has promised to frustrate the anti-vaxxers even further. In Australia, they have cancelled Novak Djokovic's visa after he arrived to defend his championship title without a valid reason for a vaccine exemption. In Ireland, which I have just returned from, you must show your health passport to enter a restaurant. Judging by the response on Twitter, Sheffield's position is not a popular one. Indeed, her initial tweet has been ratioed, inundated with negative comments. They include, "What a vile woman you are. You are proposing medical segregation and people handing their bodily autonomy to the state. Shame on you. You seem to be under the impression it is unjabbed denying your freedoms. Obviously you do not seem to understand the unjabbed are not the government. Can we start a GoFundMe page for Emily, a one-way ticket to safety? How does China sound?" Among Sheffield's critics were publican Adam Brooks, who said that Sheffield was utterly clueless about the devastation such a measure would cause to the hospitality industry. Sheffield attempted to defend herself by pointing out that her husband owns two restaurants in London. This, unfortunately, only seemed to inflame her critics. "Please tell me the names of the restaurants, Emily, so that I can avoid them. So it's not about reducing the spread of the virus, it is about driving vaccination. To what end? 100% take up? 95%? When would be the right time to drop the measure? Never? A simple restriction which would help drive vaccination so coercion-free with every meal then, I will pass, thank you. A pub in my city went pass only a while back, lots of pushback, now closed for foreseeable. Nail your flag to a mast, be prepared to go down with that ship." Emily Sheffield's husband is called Tom Mullion and co-owns two London restaurants, Cor Pearl and Kitty Fisher's. They have been described by Forbes as two of London's most exciting restaurants. How exciting it will be for their bottom line if they start trying to make entry conditional on being vaccinated. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.